Fanatic. My man Tyler Zuli here with us. Some Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Ah, wide open phone lines since we've gotten underway. Ben Simmons, it's always a fire starter on the phones, and that's a good thing. So, you know me, we don't take the easy way out on anything. But this one was just too good because the season, the restart is something that we all look forward to. We're starting to see things on the social account that are very, very positive with this squad, just seeing them back out there on the floor. So it's encouraging to see these things, and it's good to have this conversation overall. And as I say that, I refresh Twitter, and I'm looking at Nick McCain, who's the Sixers videographer, photographer for them. He's in Florida with the team, and he has some good content up there, of course. And right away, I see four photos, one with Simmons at the free throw line, a second one with Embiid in the weight room. He actually does look pretty good, at least here. We tell the difference when he starts to actually play. Tobias Harris in the lobby with his mask on, and they have team-issued masks. And Simmons and Embiid looking to laugh with one another during practice on the practice floor. So it's good to see it back. It's good to see it back. I'm excited. I really am. And we have baseball also. 11 days, Ty? Is it 11 at this point? Yeah.
Yes.
Because the season is supposed
to
start 23. Yeah.
I think we might be down to 10.
The Phillies start on the 24th.
Yes, correct.
So it's 11 days for the Phillies, but 23 until baseball is back.
Yeah, I think we get some...
Do they start right away?
I think we get some Yankees-Nationals on opening day, I believe, is one of the first games.
You think they start?
I think they start.
I think they start, too.
I don't know how far they get, but I think they start.
Do you have any issue with not being a bubble, these guys traveling from city to city, even though it's on the East Coast, having to go into each of these hotels during their trip? And I'm assuming that everyone's going to use this. I don't know. We don't know. But everyone's going to use the same hotels when they do travel. I don't know if they'll communicate and be like, yeah, we were good. You guys were good. Yeah, you guys are good. Okay, cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how it's going to work. I am not super thrilled with it not being a bubble situation.
Uh-huh.
Or at least like they had talked about earlier in the season or the non-season when they had talked about playing in the spring training facilities.
Sure.
Which are a lot closer, obviously. It's not something that I'm super thrilled about, but I think that they've got enough of an understanding on what not to do, or at least you would think they would.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like at least certain players are still going to take precautions, like Rhys Hoskins saying he's going to wear a mask when there's runners on first. And, you know, Mike Trout was saying that if he plays, he might play with a mask the whole time. I think that they've got a shot.
Okay.
Not as good as the NBA, but I think they've got a shot.
Yeah. Okay. We talk about this good stuff, right? Here's a bad one real quick. I don't want to gloss over it. I'm sure you've seen this story. Everyone has. The actress, Naya Rivera, who they've been looking for since last week. She was on a boat with her son. They were just, I think they rented the boat, I believe, for a couple of hours. She's the actress from Glee. Her brother played in the NFL as well. I can't remember his name, but that being said, they were looking for a body. If you guys been following the story, the son was found on the boat, asleep by people who were riding around their boat also, not seeing anyone in it, and they realized that he was in there alone. And they were wondering where she was and trying not to fear the worst, which was a drowning accident. Well, it looks like, I'm guessing we can say that she saved her son because they did finally find her body in the water. Well, floated to the top is what they said, and it's unfortunate that she passed away. So I didn't watch the show, but of course you know about the people in the show because that show was so big. I knew of her, a few other Michael Rivera, yeah, the tight end. Thank you, Ty. I remember him when it all came out because at the time he was still playing while she was doing the show. And it's just sad. It's a sad thing, man. You have to believe that. I haven't read up on it, so I'm only guessing that she made sure she saved their son in this instance, right? What most parents would do to make sure they saved their child. They said he was on the boat for about 45 minutes to sleep by himself, so that's scary. Luckily, he made it. It's sad that she did not. It is. It's sad. Did you watch that show, Ty? You know of her?
I did not, but I do know of her. Okay. Yeah. I mean, and if obviously prayers to the family and all that, and if that is the case, that she was able to help her son stay safe,
right.
It's a huge, selfless sacrifice, you know? And that's, it stinks, man. It just...
Yeah, it's tough.
It stinks on... For anybody to have that happen.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's a shame. So I didn't want to, I don't want to bring anyone down with all of this, but I didn't want to also do this and not acknowledge, you know, what it was, what happened. It's a shame, man. So it's tough. So let's 610-632-0975 as we try to get it back to less important things, but stuff that's important to us, but obviously not on that level. Some basketball. Let's go back to some basketball. 610-632-0975. We'll go into Bubble Watch, and we have to talk about the name change. I've been calling them the Washington Football Team for a long time because I refused to call their nickname, and they are now changing it. Washington, and good. Good. Joe, how you doing, man?
How you doing, man? How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
That's good. That's good. Well, you know, my thing with the 76ers is I like the experiment with Ben Simmons going to the four, but the only problem I have is a big problem is that the main man is still Joel Embiid. Now, how is Joel Embiid going to fit in with all this? And the team still is going to go as far as Joel takes them. And, you know, last time I looked, power forward still got to shoot jump shot. You still got to shoot. You got to put the ball in the basket.
Yes.
And in a perfect world, if they run and keep the ball in the point guard's hands, I like Shea Milton. I'm really happy that they're giving him a real shot. And I like Josh. If they keep the ball in their hands and only feed to Ben Simmons when he's open, nobody can guard that guy on the low block. He's so fast. That I see that working really well. I see that working well. So, you know, what you think, man?
Yeah, I like the move. As far as Embiid, I think what they'll do is they'll keep Simmons, for the most part, on the weak side. They'll keep him away from Joel Embiid to allow him to work. They'll also use Ben Simmons to be someone who flashes to the painted area, look for a passing opportunity from Joel Embiid as well, to make sure that you make sure Ben Simmons is involved. As far as the jump shooting, we haven't seen it yet. We don't know that that's going to happen. That's something that we all will be paying attention to once this thing returns, only because he's spoken out in that story with Jackie McMullen saying that he believes his time has come where he will shoot the ball.
What? Who said this? Ben Simmons said this?
Yeah, so if you want to follow up on that story, Google Jackie McMullen, Ben Simmons, and there's a story about it, yeah.
Really? Well, you know, that's good that he's saying that. I just hope he does it. And we'll see. It's going to be really interesting to see how those guys are going to play with no fans in the stands. That's going to be really interesting to see who really has the real beast in them to bring it without the crowd, you know, without the crowd noise. You know, a lot of players play to the crowd.
Well, the one thing that they spoke about publicly was Josh Richardson saying that it's going to be like an AAU tournament, glorified, a big-time AAU tournament.
Yeah, but as far as that Washington, D.C. team, the only reason why Snyder is changing the name of the team is because All his investors have backed away from him. It's all about money. It ain't about him being awakened or woke, as people like to say. It's all about money. And that's the only reason why he's changing it. The only reason. All right, have a good night.
That's why a lot of things get done, Joe. Thanks for the call. That's why we're playing basketball in a bubble in Orlando, Florida at Disney World. Because money. We know what it is. Because money. So, I agree with you, man. Joe, we agree. No question about it. No question about it. So, all right. Let's go inside the bubble first. As we... if you think about a couple... What? They got there on the 7th, I think the Lakers did. They were one of the first teams there. So, they get to the bubble. Rajon Rondo sends out I think it was an Instagram post. And when he sent out the Instagram post, he talked about how the room was not satisfactory, not to his liking, asking if that was a Motel 6. And it was a very nice hotel. But they're accustomed to staying in some 5-star hotels, all of that. But whatever. Says these things, get some backlash, get some praise. Last night, Shams Charania puts out a tweet because Woj is suspended, so I'm guessing Woj can't do anything. It's crazy. I actually didn't have a problem with what Woj said. But, you know, it is what it is. Shams puts this out there. And he says, as I look at the tweet, Lakers guard Rajon Rondo has suffered a fractured right thumb, will undergo surgery, and is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Karma? Listen, he's broken his hands like 14 times or something with his hands, a bunch of times. Karma?
Nah, I don't think it's car. I don't want to play that guy.
All right.
I know that you say it, you know, partially in jest.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to be
it's
that
like
guy.
How ironic.
Yeah, it's the irony is certainly there. I don't want to be the guy to play bad karma, to play, you know, good karma versus bad karma and all that kind of stuff. Because the last thing I need in my life is something bad to happen to me because I'm making fun of somebody that had something bad happen to them.
We're not making fun. We're just pointing out what it is.
I'm going to say no to this one.
Yeah, we're just pointing out what it is at this point. But he's out 6 to 8 weeks. He'll be back in time for their postseason run, though.
Yeah, they're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, they'll be around for a minute. But they did pick up Deion Waiters before the hiatus. And, of course, J.R. Smith later. I suspected a more Alex Caruso in this particular scenario as a backup guard for the squad. We also joked about this with Maxi Kleber as the DJ.
DJ Maxi Kleber.
For the Mavs on their floor out on the balcony. Live DJ sets poolside for players on NBA's Disney campus for the first weekend, this past weekend, 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. DJ Nasty at Grand Destino Coronado Springs. DJ JR at Grand Floridian. That's the Sixers,
I believe,
that they're in that one. And DJ ET at the Yacht Club. So it's the first weekend. I guess it was this past weekend because everyone had to be in their room for at least 36 hours. Even on Thursday to Saturday. Yeah, I guess it was last week. Not this upcoming weekend, but before practice really starts for everybody. So, there you go. That's that. But that's not it. As we go inside the bubble.
Bubble watch. We got to get you some music for bubble watch.
Hey, just throw something on. Go ahead.
I'll figure something
out. Have fun. You can do it right now. We have all the equipment in there. Just throw something. Pick a song. Go to since they're in Florida, even though it's not Miami, you can go to Rick Ross and my, what's the one? Oh, Purple Lamborghini. Let's just go to Purple Lamborghini. Just find Purple Lamborghini and just have fun with it if it's in there. There you go. There you go. Bubba Watch. King Center, Rashawn Holmes. He crossed the Disney campus line to pick up delivery food and must quarantine for 10 days, 8 days remaining for Rashawn Holmes. But that's not it.
You know what I love about the Rashawn Holmes situation? Every tweet is like, that better have been some good food. You better have been getting something really good.
Well,
because if you cross the picket line, I don't know, I'll say picket line. If you cross the Disney line for McDonald's, oh man, that's not a good idea.
Hilarious, man. Let's continue Bubba Watch because he's not the only one. Bruno Caboclo broke quarantine as well and must quarantine for 8 more days before resuming team activities. He's a member of the Houston Rockets. Doesn't play much. A lot of people had high hopes for him. Drafted by the Toronto Raptors. A lot of people liked the young player. Felt like, as far as a foreign player coming over, had a lot of upside to his game. But unfortunately, has never really panned out for him. With that said, Bruno didn't really understand the rules. And when I read the story on ESPN.com, they were like, yeah, whatever. He understood the rules. It's very clear. Just don't do it. So those two guys are the first two out as far as crossing the Disney campus line. My favorite team, the Phoenix Suns, Kelly Oubre, sent out an Instagram or tweet post, one of the two, where he told everybody in the bubble, Postmates is delivering to the bubble. But you have to go pick it up, of course, meet them at the line or whatever. Then Rashawn Holmes happened. Rashawn apologized. He said, never mind. Oh, man. This is too good. We said some stuff would happen. Rules would be broken. First weekend, rules are broken. So they were already, this is 2 days ago. This stuff is just coming out. What did Rashawn Holmes' mom say? You never cross the line unless his mama's cooking. Hashtag LOL, love you.
And she said, and since I'm not in Florida.
Since I'm not there. That's right. So she called her son out on that one. There is some more, but some good news here. Two NBA players have tested positive for coronavirus on a Disney campus. They have since left the site to isolate at home or isolation housing. Since July 1, 19 new players have tested positive. But based on the 322 that have tested since arriving on July 7 to the NBA campus for COVID-19, only two have tested positive. So, Todd, I believe, based on this, is not staff, the players. That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, if they can avoid ordering food and bringing people in and, you know, living in off-location homes and things like that, I think they're going to have some success with this. Because even with it being in a state that is still continuing to rise, mm-hmm. they had the most specific plan in place. And with the most specific plan in place allows you to have the most freedoms within that bubble, which will allow, I think, is going to allow them to enjoy their time while staying safe.
Yes. Yes. They've given them a lot to do. A lot to do, right? During this time. So, guys, just stay cool. Stay chill. Do what you need to do. And everything will work out while in there. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I really think the NBA is going to be okay. I got some concerns about some of the other leagues. But I think the NBA is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's hope so. I think... But this is a good start. This is a good start.
Oh, for sure.
This is a good start. Also, inside the bubble, Shams, there's growing belief. Pacers star Victor Oladipo will attempt to play now in the NBA's restarted season for multiple after multiple strong team practices in Orlando. Sources inside the bubble tell Shams Oladipo has been fully participating in 5-on-5 scrimmages in Orlando, and there's now optimism around his playing status. That changes things for the Indiana Pacers, obviously makes them a better team with having their best player out there on the floor. It's wild.
Shams just trying to make my update from last week look bad. Is that what he's trying to do? Trying to make me look bad as an update anchor?
No, because I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I got you on that one. But yeah, man, listen.
You know, it looks like it's pretty good. I mean, all things considered, two tests is super low. They seem to have gotten a handle on things. And for now, it looks like it's okay. I'm curious about when the parks reopen, if there's going to be any issues. Because I think the parks reopen.
Parks are open, right?
To select people right now.
Okay.
I think they open in their entirety either later this week or next week.
Okay.
I think it's selectively to the pass holders right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers are super low. I think within the next 7 days, I would say even more soon than that.
Yes.
Is when it starts to open up towards the public.
Okay. All right, and we can go back to Bubble Watch in a minute because there's some stuff. There's some stuff in there from Bubble Watch as I follow the one account. That's the best. And
we should create a Bubble Watch account and just start putting all this stuff together.
Yeah, but can we top what he's doing?
Nah, probably not.
Running that one right now? Oh, man. And we'll get to some of the Flyers stuff as well because with them and their Bubble Watch going to Canada, right now, they are certainly gearing up. Some Nolan Patrick updates that we have to get into. That could be something, of course, important to this team going forward. But we'll certainly get to that when we get back. We'll get to the tweets as well. We'll talk about Washington and their new change with the football team and some Eagles news from over the weekend in general from our buddy Mike Gill in Atlantic City, 97.3 ESPN with John Clayton. We'll talk about that. And Baldy as well, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli is here. I'm Devon Givens. Our final segment on the other side right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Final segment for us as we go right around 25 minutes, 26 minutes commercial free. 610-632-0975 if you want to check in. We've been talking a lot about Ben Simmons and what Brett Brown had to say. I'm looking currently at the top 10 quarterbacks in Madden 21. As Madden is now out, I have not played Madden in, it is 21. So I want to say the last time I played Madden was like 18, 19 Madden?
You're not missing much.
No?
So what I'll tell you is, you know, I still play a good bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason, what makes it enjoyable is that, you know, my buddy and I, we do the franchise mode. We get on the headset. You know,
I've never done that.
It's honestly more fun than just kind of playing by yourself. Because we don't play a lot of the games. We only play when we play each other. But, you know, we do drafts. We do the trades. We do free agency, all that good stuff, you know. You talk, you know, a lot of trash talk back and forth. And that's really what makes it fun because the game itself is,
It's the same game?
It's the same game. Okay. I mean, you're paying new $60 players for a roster update. Yeah. Like, when it would go from, you know, year to year back in, you know, the early 2000s and the mid 2000s, and it was a lot more change over time. Now it's kind of just, you know, copy and paste.
All right. And you talk about the roster updates. And you just said you're paying $60 for a roster update. And the way things are is, correct me if I'm wrong, I have not played any of this stuff in a while. The last one I got NBA was 18 when Mikal was drafted. And that was strictly because Mikal was drafted, right? So Never opened it. But you speak of roster updates, and of course, I'm older than you, so we didn't have the way technology is now where they automatically, right? It automatically updates as things happen.
And for a while, even when the new game comes out, the older one will
still update
for you. Yeah, so
they kind of make you buy the new one.
Until they shut down, you know, the online whatever.
So, Ty, I used to spend a whole day. I would do a whole day and fix the rosters the way they were supposed to be fixed. When I was a kid, I would sit there and be like, nope, this one got traded. Let me bang this one out, save it, all that. Boom, done. You talk about seasons and franchises and stuff. I would do the seasons from time to time. I would do NFL seasons. I would never do NBA seasons because it was too long.
They take too long.
Yeah.
And so I actually did an MLB season not too long ago. And, you know, I like to do the front office stuff, right? Yeah. And by, you know, July, I'm like, I'm bored. And I love baseball. And I love doing front office stuff and, you know, call-ups and send-downs and things like that. And I was bored out of my mind.
Well, I haven't played it, man, but I was just looking at the quarterback updates, and they had Carson. Well, first of all, Pat Mahomes, what number do you feel like he was?
There's no doubt in my mind he was part of the 99 club.
He was the 99.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Carson Wentz tied with an NFC East quarterback.
Not a surprise. It's probably Dak Prescott.
At 84.
That's low for, I think that's low for both of them.
At 84.
I would say that Wentz should be probably up towards about 88 or 89. And I would give Prescott a couple extra points, maybe like 85, 86.
Yeah. Okay, well.
That makes me believe that there's not many high-rated quarterbacks, like 90 and above quarterbacks.
So I'm looking, it looks like Pat Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey. I'm guessing, I don't know, this is somebody's tweet who's just saying, did anybody else get snubbed? Pat Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Donald, Stephon Gilmore.
Did anybody else get snubbed?
Those it looks
just
like
those
are the four right now for the 99 club.
I don't think so. Quentin Nelson might be somebody I'd consider a little bit higher, but guards don't get rated all that high in Madden.
Like a 95 probably. Just because they have to give him a high.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, I don't think there's anybody that we're truly missing. Like, okay, you know how I love Tre'Davious White.
Uh-huh.
But he's not a 99.
Nah.
Probably like a 96, 97.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. But so far, those look like the four guys. Those look like the four guys. I mean, he is a 99 easily. Pat Mahomes. 610-632-0975. We do have to get to some of these tweets as well. Not some. We have to get to as many as we can. All right? All right. Let's go to Scotty in Barrington on the Fanatic. Scotty.
Brother Dave, what's good?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Just heading home. Another day down at the supermarket. And I'm listening to you guys. Keep it coming. So thank you and Tyler and all the staff that have been with us through this whole pandemic. And can't say enough. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
Man, we were going stir crazy. But
I hear you.
Brother Dave, a couple quick points, if I may. I think hockey would be okay. As far as, of course, the sports that'll be able to play, one out of the United States. I think baseball, but it seems like there's a lot of numbers with total like 60 players, if I'm not correcting, if I'm wrong, Brother D.
For hockey?
No, I'm sorry, for baseball.
Oh, like for baseball, players. Yeah. And they included their staffers. So I don't know how real, Scott, their number was because they included their staff. Okay. And their numbers, I believe.
Okay. And then I heard that knucklehead umpire, Joe West, that he's not going to wear a mask. I'm like, dude, come on.
It's typical Joe West, man.
Yeah, that's true. But I have to say about that, Brother Dean. My last thing, if I may comment, football, I know they can't shake hands or, you know, whatever they do after the game, but you're going to be tackling. You tackled on top of each other for like 3 hours, so that doesn't kind of like make any sense, but who am I? But when I heard that, I was like, wow. Brother DP, God bless you and your family, man.
You too, man. Thanks, man. We'll catch up soon. Appreciate it. Yeah, we talked about that a week or so ago when that stuff came out, Ty, and when we spoke about it, we said the same thing as well. And I know it, you know, the stuff is on your body, it's easier to wash it and then have it sent to you. If you get an autograph or if you get a signature on it and this personal message from said player that you're trading jerseys with, you wash it and then it can be, you know, wiped away. Even though it's a Sharpie, it still can be wiped away. But I get that. But what if people, like Scott's talking about, what if people actually don't feel very good with, during COVID, stuff coming in the mail? I know a lot of people have been very reluctant to order things because you might have to put your gloves on to open a box and where the packaging is coming from and all that because you don't know. You don't know. So it is, Scott, one of those things where you're like, seriously, I mean, you want people. You know me, I'm every day. Guys, wear your masks. You see these numbers going. I saw there was a party in Southwest Philly. Didn't seem like, I just, you know, like 55th and something. Everybody was getting it in, and I'm like, oh, come on, y'all. You know, we got, come on. I understand it, but then I'm like, I understand the other way where you just banged into each other. Yes, you have gloves on, but Scott, I don't know. I don't know. 610-632-0975. So, I'm White Velvet on Twitter. Love these Twitter handles. Says, you're too nice to these dudes that clearly don't watch basketball and are just Simmons haters. Last caller before the break said, Ingram should have been our pick, then insinuated Ben doesn't do a single thing well on the court. Props for not laughing that dude off the air. Now, of course, that was Jay. Jay doesn't like Simmons. He wanted Ingram at the time. I know other people who wanted Ingram. I know others who wanted Jamal Murray. Also, I like both players, but I still take Simmons over both of them. Even though they certainly fit well with Joel Embiid. I'm White Velvet. This is how some people feel. They just feel like they don't want Simmons. Then you go to Paul, who loves Ben Simmons and says, you know, I hate this move. Ben Savior Simmons should have the ball in his hands every second of every minute of every quarter of every half of every game. BB has done this every postseason. Ben is a point guard, not a power forward. First time I'm going to say it, BB got to go. You guys know who he's talking about. Brett. Well, if this doesn't work and they're ousted in the first round, even the second round, there's a possibility that he's on his way out. COVID could save him because you have to bring in a coach. They have to implement a new system. There may not be enough time where you typically have, let's say Brett Brown was let go last May after losing to Toronto, right? June, July, August, part of September, then training camp gets underway. So that's 3.5 months. In this case, the Sixers could be done. Second round would be late August, early September. So you would have all of September, all of October, all of November. So maybe they would. Maybe they would. Maybe so. 610-632-0975. We'll get to you guys in a second. M-Tone 8788. Mike Tony says, do you think Simmons may shoot more now considering his mindset as a point guard was to facilitate and run the team? No, I think it's hard, Mike, to let go of who you are. And I believe that Simmons will still have that mentality. And that's not a problem. Just be aggressive at all times, even when it is facilitating and running that team. Have that mentality that any event that something opens up for you offensively, that clicks on for you immediately and you go do your thing. Gotta go do your thing. And finally, before we get to Jack, Ashton on Twitter, point forward would be best so we can run him at point guard instead of Neto. And we'll get an update on the poll, final results from Tyler Zuli before we get out of here. 610-632-0975. Point forwards, Elbow Shaferi, Brian, need to shoot more than point guards do. 100%. 100%. That's why I said Scottie Pippen, even Draymond Green, when he was shooting them, point forward. Now he just doesn't shoot. Jack in Jersey, what's up, Jack?
What's going on, Devon? Well, first things first that I want to get to, I just want to talk about how ridiculous I think it was about the Carson Wentz being rated, as we saw, being rated of a 84 overall below Dak and Deshaun. Now, I'll admit outright that I'm a big Carson Wentz guy. I'm one of those guys, like, he can throw five interceptions in a game and I'll still defend him to the death. I really only think that there's two guys, like, in the NFL I would rather have over him, and that's Pat Mahomes and Russell Wilson. So, just completely ridiculous. I think he's better than Lamar. I think he's better than Deshaun. Obviously better than Dak. And to me, at this point, in their career, he's much better than Breeze or Brady or Rodgers. But again, I'm a little biased. But to my bigger question and point I was going to get to. So the results of the coronavirus testing from the NBA came out today, right?
Yeah.
And they said that when the guys got tested before the bubble, only two came back positive. And I'm assuming that means that those guys are now, like, quarantining from the rest of their team.
Yeah, they're either back at home or some housing near the facility.
My whole thing at that point is, okay, so if everyone is going into the bubble and we know they don't have COVID-19, right, that means that in order for COVID-19 to get into the facility, in all likelihood, and cause a big outbreak, in all likelihood, someone would have to violate the protocols of the bubble. So my question is then, why doesn't the NBA, or if they do, what are they? Why don't they have protocols in place so that if that were to happen, they can figure out exactly who did it, or the multiple players, and then punish them harshly so that the punishments become so harsh in the eyes of the players that it's not even worth it. Like, I saw something that Blue Jays players, when they go on road games, like, if they violate the team's protocol, they can get a $750,000 fine. Like,
yeah.
why isn't the NBA kind of putting those things in place to almost, I know it sounds bad, but almost put a level of fear in their players, like, hey, we can't violate this protocol.
Yeah, so you heard about Rashawn Holmes and Bruno Caboclo? Already?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what they get is they just get 8 more days, 10 days total of quarantine where they have to stay in that room where all they had to do was just simply do what was asked, and now they have to stay 8 extra days. But no fine, at least that I know of, Jack, to your point. I don't know why the NBA isn't doing that. And listen, these two guys are two players that, well, look, we like Rashawn Holmes just from his time here, and some thought he was better than others. I thought he was okay, just not a great rebounder. He has improved. But, you know, they're two role players. They're not significant players that this has happened to. Now, we'll see what happens when it is someone who is significant. But if they were going to have a penalty, Jack, you would do it to the guys that are probably right now that aren't as important as others.
Yeah, I agree with you. And my hope is that they're able to, either, you know, team leaders or the associations themselves are able to kind of figure out who those players are. And when they break the protocol, sort of get to them at a point where they won't cause a big outbreak. Just one more thing before I go, if I may, about just the Sixers in general. So, you know, I love the Sixers, but I obviously have some sort of sense of reality.
Yeah,
I just think that they're not going to probably win the NBA championship this year. I don't think that's such a crazy thing to say at this point. And my whole fear is right, if they go out in the first or second round, and, you know, there's no, and especially the first round, I think one of two things is definitely going to happen. Either Brett gets fired, as you said, or they go the other route and start to think that the whole Embiid-Simmons experiment doesn't work and they trade Embiid. And my whole fear is if that happens, okay, that happens, but it's going to become, like, which one of those two things they do and whether or not they do it correctly, I think will determine whether or not we ever see a championship for the Philadelphia 76ers in the next 10 years.
I think it would be, like, Brown, Jack, before the two players, because they would at least give themselves, first of all, Elton Brand coming in as the general manager, give him an opportunity to choose his own coach and see if that coach can unlock these two together going forward.
I agree with you. I think that I agree that's what's going to happen. And I, to a degree, I agree that that's what should happen personally, because I just think JoJo is such a tremendous talent. Arguably, you can make the case for best big man in the NBA right now. And I think that you know, obviously, you know, you could always say someone's going to do better than Brett. And I do think a better coach would figure it out better than Brett has. The only question is, well, if not Brett, then who? Like, who is available? Like, who is going to be that? Like, we can say, you know, Eric Spoelstra and Greg Popovich. Well, Eric Spoelstra and Greg Popovich, in all likelihood, are not going to be available.
Yep. And that's when you start digging in and see who else is available. Jack, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff on both the Madden thing and the Sixers, of course, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you when the season gets underway. I don't know about the defining thing. Baseball is a little different, of course, because they're on the move all the time, going from city to city to city, where these players are going to be stuck in a bubble. And if they are the ones that are going to be the outcast and are irresponsible, it's just going to be, hey, we're pointing the finger at you.
I think baseball is going to be in the worst shape in terms of, I don't want to say violators, but in terms of people who break the code of what, you know, health or whatever they have to go at. Because when you look at the bubble and you go to Disney, like, is there everything that players are used to? No, of course not. But they are, the NBA is providing these players, like you said, with DJs, with lawn games, with
golf,
the opportunity to fish, the obviously beautiful pools and great rooms. There is enough to keep them contained in the bubble.
For how long?
It's a great question. It's a great question, and I don't know. Yeah. But at least in theory, they are trying to keep them within the bubble and keep them to do the right thing.
Yes.
Baseball, basically these players are signing on for, okay, you have a home game, you have a home series, you drive to the ballpark, you go home.
That's it. Go back to the hotel.
But on the road.
And you can't shower, right? You have to go back to your spot and shower.
I think so.
I think that's
Or at least they're hoping for, I think, spread out shower time.
Right. But if that's the point, now you're waiting. Now you're waiting to shower.
I wouldn't hang around. Especially if the hotel's close. I would just go back to the hotel.
Just take me back to the hotel. We all stink. We all know we stink. Let's get on this bus.
We're all getting on the same bus anyway.
And we're all spaced out anyway.
I mean, we've all done it. How many tournaments have you played in?
Yeah, where you can't shower.
Or how many times have you played a day game and then a night game where you can't shower and you're in, you know, your parents' car or you're in the team bus or something like that? We've all done it.
Yeah, of course.
The car stinks. Yeah, it is what it is.
It's bad funk. Yeah. 100%. 610-632-0975. Suave Capo says, like the move to add Shake. He brings shooting and floor spacing to the lineup. Only thing I would have expected Ben to move to small forward and Harris to power forward for reasons on both sides of the floor. Again, Rami, this is where I just simply go positionless. Doesn't matter what he is. As long as he's on the floor, he's going to do some positive things for you. And he'll still have the ball in his hands. Which I also told Augie Shallow. Aug says, man, I was a huge skeptic on putting Ben at the four, but listening to you, I just got so hyped for the season to start. Again, this is 3 hours ago, so it was really when we got underway, about 6:45, or maybe a little bit earlier. But I appreciate that, Aug. I am excited. I mean, they'll be back, and I want to see them back. If they're going to bring it to us, I want to see it. As long as everyone's healthy, the numbers look good right now, 2 of 322 testing positive so far, and 2 people who cannot stay inside the lines, that's pretty good to start for the first 6 days of bubble life for the NBA players. 610-632-0975. We'll get the update from Tyler when we have 5 minutes left on our poll. On the poll for the Sixers Simmons question. And Elbow Shaferi said Fletcher Cox should be at 99. Hashtag country strong. And yes, Keith Ryan says Westbrook has, but he was never there. Keith, from what we understand, James Harden, Russell Westbrook did not travel with the team at the very beginning. So he has it. That's why he is back at home looking to join the team later on. What were you going to say about Fletcher Cox?
I don't believe that Fletcher Cox should be a 99 in Madden, and it kind of goes back to our conversation that we had earlier last week, you know, great versus elite. And Fletcher Cox is great. I don't believe Fletcher Cox is elite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you talk about the 99 club, it's always only 4 or 5 players in the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the 4 guys that were rated 99. And I don't even know if I believe that all four of them are 99s.
Okay.
Well, like, I know for a fact Patrick Mahomes is a 99.
Christian McCaffrey, you would give him what?
I would probably give 97? McCaffrey a 97.
97. Aaron Donald?
He is a 99.
Gilmore?
I expect
him to be like a 94.
I don't think there's any corner in the league that's a 99.
94, 95.
Like I said, he and White are probably, in my opinion, the two best corners in the game. And they're right at like 97 would be what I would put them at.
Yeah, absolutely. Bubble Watch here on NBA Bubble Life on Twitter, Ty. PJ Tucker eating good in the bubble. Lobster, steak with some noodles, orange juice. He put Jared Dudley, where the Lunchable at?
Nothing wrong with a good Lunchable.
You know, it happens. But yeah, look that up. Look at this nice steak, man. I'm just going to retweet this right here, NBA Bubble Life. It's the best follow on Twitter right now. Let's go to Mitch in East Windsor on the Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Hey, we got two power forwards over there. You do have them locked up for a long time, right? 5 years they signed
him. Who?
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, yeah, he's in for five.
Well, it's hard to get a good point guard than a good forward. And also, have they locked up Joel Embiid?
Yes, he's also under contract for an extended period of time, yes.
These two guys kind of remind me of Ben with Magic Johnson. Would you compare Joel Embiid to Moses Malone? He doesn't have to be in tip-top shape. You know, he doesn't have that six-pack.
Yeah, but...
Don't throw your weight around too much.
But Moses wanted it. Moses knew what he was... You know, Moses was he knew... He, from what I understand, just from everything that I've heard since I didn't watch him early on, he gave it to you every night. But every time out there on the floor, he was ready to go.
He didn't come into the league injured, though. I think he came straight from high school. But
yeah, he came straight from high school.
Right, but he didn't have the injury issues.
Yeah, but once Embiid got out there, he played well, and then he also had those times where we start. Now, I don't remember, and I could be wrong, but I don't remember questioning his health and his conditioning, good. Even though he was never super cut, as you pointed out, but he made sure that he was good enough to play in those games.
Right. And what do you think the Bulls for the Bulls brothers and get the names all begin with an L. They like the Kardashians. You know, they all have to stay with the letter L. Top three? Top five?
Which one?
The last Ball. His younger brother. I think he played 1 year
LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo.
LaMelo Ball. He is going to...
LiAngelo is washed up.
Yeah, LiAngelo. Actually, he's on the G League team for the Thunder, I believe. But
I thought it was the Lakers.
That being
said... I'm sorry.
Nah, Lonzo, of course, was drafted. He's now with the Pelicans. LaMelo is going to be drafted probably top five, definitely top five. We just don't know where right now. We have no idea at this point since everything's just been so different, right? We have no clue. We have no clue right now.
They haven't had the Larry. They haven't had the balls, spin the balls, and all that stuff.
But he's good from all I understand, man.
He got a better shot than his
brother. He can play. He can play.
He
defensively, I would question him. He does have a better jump shot right now, but we'll see. We'll see, because I think that kid can play. Defensively, he could be something else. That'd be a problem, Mitch. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. LaMelo Ball, what do you think, Ty? I think he's going to be good. You know he's going to be... They're going to target him. Defensively, they're going to go after him. You know they are.
Oh, of course.
Like Patrick Beverly did when Lonzo got there.
I mean, I think he can score a little bit, though. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I do. I think he can run a team, and apparently it looks like he wants to go and play for the Knicks. That's where he and the
why?
Because it's New York.
But they stink.
It's New York. His dad wants that marketing.
Go play in Brooklyn then.
They don't have that number one pick. They don't have that number one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. You don't have a choice. I know that. But.
Yeah, when he's choosing, well, but he could also go to Golden State. But his dad doesn't want him to go to Golden State. Why? Why want him to go play for someone who has a championship pedigree? Why would you do that?
You know, and just go no join sense. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Why do that?
And Andrew Wiggins.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Oh, man. Well, listen, Ty, it's been fun. We'll be back tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock right here on the Fanatic. And we will do this all over again tomorrow.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to depart you tomorrow.
No, that's right.
Yeah, I will not be with you tomorrow.
Yes, we have Josh.
Josh Ravick will be, you know he's going to do a great job.
Of course.
And I'll be back with you on Wednesday.
Well, we look forward to it. You have fun tomorrow on Middays with Anthony Gargano. And we'll check with you on Wednesday. Thanks so much, Ty. Great job as always. We'll be listening tomorrow at 10. And thanks to all the callers, all the listeners, all the tweeters out there. It's been a fun show. Starting from D all the way to Mitch. With all the calls tonight, the great tweets as well. Have a great night, everyone, and we will talk to you tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.